Suddenly, the curtain of the sanctuary was torn in two from top to bottom. The earth quaked, boulders split, tombs opened. Many bodies of saints who had fallen asleep were raised. After Jesus' resurrection, they came forth from their tombs and entered the holy city and appeared to many. The centurion and his men who were keeping watch over Jesus were terror-stricken at seeing the earth quake and all that was happening, and said, Clearly, this was the Son of God. Many women were present looking on from a distance. They had followed Jesus from Galilee to attend to his needs. Among them were Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Joseph, and the mother of Zebedee's sons. When evening fell, a wealthy man from Arimathea arrived, Joseph by name. He was another of Jesus' disciples and had gone to request the body of Jesus. Thereupon Pilate issued an order for its release. Taking the body, Joseph wrapped it in fresh linen and laid it in his own new tomb, which had been hewn from a formation of rock. Then he rolled a huge stone across the entrance of the tomb and went away. But Mary Magdalene and the other Mary remained sitting there, facing the tomb. The next day, the one following the day of preparation, the chief priests and the Pharisees called at Pilate's residence. Sir, they said, we have recalled that impostor, while he was still alive, made the claim. After 3 days, I will rise. You should issue an order having the tomb kept under surveillance until the third day. Otherwise, his disciples may go and steal him and tell the people, he has been raised from the dead. This final imposture would be worse than the first. Pilate told them, you have a guard. Go and secure the tomb as best you can. So they went and kept it under surveillance of the guard after fixing a seal to the stone. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.